the people of faith, the people of Iman, when from this world with good deeds and by implementing Allah's orders, when they will arrive to their final destination, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those people, He will give, bestow paradise, Jannah, and Allah will keep them in the different places in paradise. There are different levels of paradise, 100, maybe more of paradise. And what this means is that Allah will give them different portions, different places in Jannah. Let's pray that Allah Ta'ala makes our final destination Jannah, and makes our akhirah in Jannah, so that when we go into paradise, or when the people will go into paradise, Allah Ta'ala in the whole of the Quran has mentioned about paradise, the rewards of paradise. Such news Allah has given to us. Allah said that all you have to do, you cannot even imagine what will be in paradise. Your thoughts, your pondering cannot reach to that point to even understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you, for the coolness of your eyes, what such great things He has kept aside for you. There will be great rewards, and the characteristic of Jannah, paradise, will be that wherever a person will be in paradise, he will be satisfied. He'll be satisfied. Even the person at the high level will be satisfied, the person at the low level will be satisfied, because he will be wandering and seeing such great things that there will be nothing left to desire. This is the story of paradise. When does it get attained? Just the eyes have to close, and a person, the eyes will close, and there's a few noises after, oh, he was here, where's he gone now? Within seconds, a person's story, it ends, it concludes, and from where to where he reaches. And we all have to go. We all have to depart. So, every person in paradise will be happy. Such great rewards, so many unimaginable rewards, that a person will be surprised when he sees them, amazed. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then address the people of paradise. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah will address the people of paradise, and Allah's announcement will reverberate around paradise. And Allah will say, oh people of paradise, this is the meaning of the hadith. Allah will say, you've come to your destination, to your abode, you have arrived. You are sat in your different places, you're eating, drinking, mashallah. Do you have need for anything else? Subhanallah. Allah will ask the people of paradise, do you want anything else? They'll say, Allah, you've given everything to us. What else is there left? But one thing that we don't even desire, before we finish desiring, that thing comes to us. Everything's visible. There's nothing that we can think or see that we need that's left. We are surrounded by all the rewards we've attained. Yes, your wife, is she okay? Is your palace okay? Yeah, brilliant mansion that I'm living in. Food, drink, good. Yeah, very good. We have no need for anything else. Alhamdulillah. Totally fine. First class. Satisfied. We're all in our mansions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my Jannati, or people of paradise, I'll give you that reward that I announced in the Quran. You don't even know what reward I've kept aside for you. Now I want to give you that reward. The people of paradise will say, huh? What kind of reward is this that Allah has kept aside? What is it that Allah Ta'ala wants to give to us? And we've read this in the Quran. Well, we know that it's in the Quran. Allah says, haven't you read in my Quran what I said to you? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That there will be many rewards. There will be vast rewards, numerous rewards that you cannot imagine. But from all of these rewards, the greatest reward I want to give to you now, Allah Ta'ala was saying. Allah said it in the Quran, isn't it? That Allah has kept that reward to the end, Allah says, the greatest reward, the biggest reward is what? Today I announce that your Rabb is pleased with you. Your Lord is pleased with you. And He is so pleased with you that after today He will never be displeased with you. In the hadith it is stated that when this announcement is made from Allah Ta'ala, then in Jannah and Paradise there will be such an emotion, such a feeling, such circumstances, that from the enjoyment of that announcement, everything they attained in Paradise will look low to them. They will be rejoicing so greatly that Allah is happy with us. But Allah is already happy with them, but they'll be rejoicing on the announcement. Like for example, a person's given a great reward, he gets so happy that I thought I had everything before this, but when he gets a great reward, he's so happy. So the people of Paradise will say that today our situation is sealed and complete, that our Rabb, our Lord, is pleased with us. So this announcement that Allah Ta'ala made, my friends, my brothers, this is our objective. The objective of our life is this announcement. Our life, the objective of our life is that we need to attain this reward from Allah. We need to obtain this, that Allah becomes pleased with us. Now for this reward, which ibadah has Allah Ta'ala created so that we should get to work? Let's get to work. Which worship deed results in Allah's pleasure? Let's remember this. For this, there's something separate and unique, the greatest reward, then the worship deed must be unique and separate that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in this world. Well, it's not prayer, it's not fasting, it's not hajj, it's not zakat. No, no. Today I'll tell you a unique point. And if you want to get this reward, Allah's pleasure, then do this ibadah which I'm going to share with you and explain to you today, discuss with you. This is the genuine ibadah to please Allah, and the announcement will be made for that man, woman who perform this worship action in the world, and there are very few who do this. So let's do dua, let's pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq to do this ibadah. Shall I tell you what it is? Will you implement it? Inshallah. Put your hands up if you're going to implement it. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Today I will share with you this worship deed in the light of the Quran, the Hadith, the words of our pious elders and pious predecessors. Not me, the pious predecessors, in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. But we have forgotten these things. Allah's pleasure is the highest level of achievement. There's no achievement beyond Allah's pleasure. So for that, what is the ibadah? Allah Ta'ala says that only those people, specific people, get this reward who did this ibadah. Obviously, if you do this specific ibadah, you'll get the reward. Without this ibadah, you can't get the reward. So think, have I performed this ibadah? Am I doing it? Have I implemented this worship action? I'll get Jannah, I'll get everything. But this reward, to get to that point, then this ibadah will take us to that point. Those individuals who implemented this worship. What is that ibadah? What's that worship? That ibadah is, my friends, That person in the world, that if he's happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given to him, then Allah will be happy with him in the hereafter. Subhanallah. What ajeeb ibadah. That human being in this dunya, in this world, the actions and the circumstances that Allah Ta'ala has given, he's happy with that, then Allah will be happy with that person in the hereafter. What a great ibadah this is. And let's see that this ibadah, how is Allah prepared for this in our lives? We need to see, I'll explain to you. How has Allah Ta'ala prepared for us? How has Allah Ta'ala prepared it for this in our lives? What has Allah done? That our lives, that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, that He's created, that in every second of our life, there's ups and downs. There's ups and downs, isn't it? Always in life, somebody's rich, somebody's poor, somebody's ill, somebody's healthy, somebody's got pain in the eye, somebody's got pain in his foot, somebody's children are disobedient, someone's high up, somebody's a king, someone's poor, a beggar. Why is there fluctuation? Why is there this difference? Have you ever thought about this? In reality, Allah has done this. Allah said, I could put everybody's name, everybody could be rich, everybody could be poor. Why are there poor more people in Africa? Why are there rich people more in this zone? Why is this man rich? Why is this person poor? There's a fluctuation, differences. This is the ibadah that Allah Ta'ala wants. Say subhanallah. Because Allah says that this is what I wanted my human being servants to implement, this ibadah. Without this, you cannot get my pleasure. Somebody's rich, somebody's poor, somebody's a beggar, somebody's this, somebody's that, somebody's got different circumstances, conditions, scenarios, states. This is not the case. Whatever situation you're in life, somebody's got a problem, somebody's got issues. So here, Allah Ta'ala said there's a differences across the spectrum of people in the world for this reason, that wherever you go, wherever you are, whatever you position you're in, you should be satisfied and happy, content. That a person who's content with this scenario and he realizes that Allah, you kept me poor, that's fine. What difference does it make? That with this poverty you've given to me, I'm happy, Allah. The person who's rich, he says, Allah, I'm happy with this wealth you've given to me. Whoever's got two children, they say, Allah, I'm happy with the two children. Person whose leg has got injury, he says, I'm happy, Allah, with this injury. Whatever situation, difficulty, challenge you've got, the human being should not complain to Allah. That's when it will become ibadah. These tests and challenges, Allah's created these scenarios in the world for us. What's our hal today? That Allah's given us this ibadah. Forget this ibadah of being happy and content. The ibadah Allah's given to us, that is normal, standard. We weigh it on the scale. I prayed salah, and I worshipped, and I remembered Allah, my du'as are not accepted. I did X, Y, Z. What's the benefit of my prayer I did? I went to Hajj, I prayed, I requested from Allah. My condition stayed the same. My situation has improved. Look at these people in the world, they're better off. Forget about being happy and content with what Allah has given. The ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, we even reject those. Tell me, what will happen to us then? Will Allah be happy with us in this way? No. Reality is the life, ups and downs, fluctuations. Allah has given a massive opportunity to us that how you should be is whatever condition I've given to you, you should be mutma'in. You should be happy that Allah is happy. Allah, you kept me this hal. It's from you. I'm mutma'in. I am content, satisfied, happy. How many people do this ibadah of being content, satisfied? Always complaining, criticizing. Who are we complaining to? Not some normal person. Allah, look how Allah is treating me. Is it just me who's left for this wretched situation I'm in? What about that person and that person? Never have we thought that this condition Allah has given is from Allah. Allah ordained it. Allah wanted it. If you're not getting what you want, it's from Allah. If this thing that you want is not being fulfilled, it's from Allah. No. Rather we go to the opposite. If I'm doing ibadah, then I'll say that I'll want to take the revenge out. If I'm praying salah, Allah, give me this. If you're not giving me this, then what's the benefit of my salah? This is our condition, isn't it? Precondition. If Allah puts us into the line of the deen, Allah, you put me into the deen, then I should get this. In response to this, I've not attained what I want in the world. Then what's the benefit of my du'as and supplications and praise? So we are bargaining the world in exchange for our ibadah and our deen. What is this? This is a person who's a loser, who is living like this, complaining and complaining to Allah, challenging Allah. Imagine, and such a great ni'mah. Allah didn't give you salah so that you can ask for the world in return. Rather, you should be grateful on this point. Allah, you've given me the tawfiq, the ability to pray. You've given me, it's a great miracle. I was off track, I was deviated. You've made me capable, given me the capability to pray. That we say, unfortunately, the opposite. I'm praying, why haven't I got this? I started to pray tahajjud. Why have my worldly matters been left behind? Why haven't I improved on a worldly level? All of my requirements should be fulfilled. Look at other people comparing us. He's not praying, and he's successful, so-called, prosper. He's prospering. Why am I not? Astaghfirullah. So Allah said, the greatest maqam in Jannah, the greatest reward of my pleasure will be given to that person who lived his life in the world, that whatever scenarios he faced in the world, the challenges, he was grateful and he was happy and content with what I gave to him. Subhanallah. So how will this emotion, feeling and ibadah come into our lives? Being grateful to Allah and content should come, isn't it? So we've understood now the point. So whatever befalls us in life, whatever confronts us in life, whatever situation that puts us in life, we should not complain. If our stomach, oh Allah, I've got continuous ailment, what's going on? And don't complain to Allah. Don't criticize. If it's happened, a loss, a downfall, then what should happen? Allah's given a clue, subhanAllah. That individual who is happy in accordance with Allah Ta'ala has given, that he's got difficulties, problems, distress, worries, illnesses, what should he do? Allah says, you should become that servant who's grateful to me, happy with what I've given, with whom I should become happy. So Allah says, I'll give you the clue of how to be like that all the time. Say subhanAllah. Allah says, I know you don't have sabr, you haven't got endurance, you haven't got the patience. When you get pain in the stomach, you'll complain to Allah. If your business goes downhill, you'll complain to Allah. If you have problems, then you say, oh, why am I praying salah? You say, why did I go on hajj? So Allah says, don't do this, don't be grateful. I'll give you a clue. If you do these two actions and stand on your feet, then alhamdulillah, you'll become that servant who's content with me and I'll be pleased with you. Subhanallah. So there's two things. Allah says, whenever you get a negative, so-called, and it happens to everyone, it'll be on everybody. There'll be nobody here who's not stuck in some issue in the world. Children, sons, money, wealth, home, wife, challenges. There's always a challenge. We should, Allah, I'm happy that you are making me go through this test so I can get the great destination of the Akhirah and your pleasure. Subhanallah. So I'm telling you, may Allah not give us challenges, but if we don't get the challenges, how will we get the destination of the hereafter where Allah will be pleased with us? They'll look at Jannah and say, go wander around, go live there. But we won't get the ultimate emotion. Allah will call us, invite us, and say, Allah, I'm happy with you. Don't you want this? Do you understand what I'm saying? Or is it difficult? I'm trying to make it simple to explain to you so you understand. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a hint, a clue, some direction, that when you get challenges in life, if you do two things, then inshallah you'll be saved from complaining and you'll be happy and content. So what are the two clues? Directions Allah says in the Quran. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ Allah says. Say subhanallah. Allah will give everything for you. Allah says, when you get into a trap, a difficulty, a challenge, Allah says, you're getting a great reward. You've got illness, worries, your children are not obeying, difficulties of family, X, Y, Z. Allah's great favor upon you. All you have to do is just, you have to change the direction of life a little bit. Change your direction. Rather being disobedient and complaining and crying, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِصَبْرِ وَصَلَاةِ Immediately ask from Allah via two things, via sabr and salah. Implement these two things, say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great solution Allah has given. Great solution. What are the two factors that we should implement? Sabr. And all this problem straight away, soon as your problems arise, what should we do? Two things to implement. Sabr and salah, namaz, subhanallah. When you have problems, sabr and salah. Distress, sabr and salah. What's sabr? Listen to this now. What's sabr? Let me explain a little bit or completely. So that if you got negative so-called issues, how do you do sabr on your challenges in life? Sabr is this. The meaning of sabr that the pious elders of the deen have explained is that when difficult circumstances come into your life, anytime, for example, I'll give you an example of this day and age. There's a person who's trying to get married, but he's not getting married. I'll give you the example. Yes. Then you'll understand what I'm saying. A person, a brother, he's young, he wants to get married. Whenever there is a proposal, there's an issue, the proposal not accepted, he's not finding the partner, it's a challenge, time is passing. He's saying, oh, I can't get married. He gets depressed, unhappy. Who's giving him these circumstances? For which reason? For Allah's pleasure. So what should he do? وَاسْتَعِينُ بِصَبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. You're not getting married as soon as you want. Who is it? Allah, your Rabb has prevented it. Put the brakes on it. You're trying, you're looking. So two secrets unravel. Either you become the obedient servant of Allah, and the day of judgment Allah will say, I'm happy with you. I'm happy with you. Or you start complaining, crying, getting frustrated. So what should you do? Is when you implement sabr, adopt sabr. What's sabr? Then this challenging time, you're not getting married, you're looking for the partner, it's taking long. What do you say? No, you don't say, I can't get married. And what does shaitan say? Start to do haram. Wedding, getting married, basically, it's a requirement of the human being, is to fulfill the passion of man. That in the society today, there are desires, it's a challenge, there are requirements. But the first thing is, when a person gets married, he fulfills his bodily requirement, passional requirements, jinsi requirements, nafs. But he should adopt sabr and patience, but he's not adopting patience. He, to fulfill his passion and nafs desires, he goes more towards haram. And often, oh, I can't get married, what should I do? Okay, let me go to this woman, or to this female, or do this action, or fulfill my desires in this way. Or I'll go here into the bathroom and do this action. Astaghfirullah. So what's he doing? He cannot get married as quick as he wants to. So then with a non-permissible method, he's fulfilling his desire. Allah says, no, adopt sabr. When a person gets a difficulty, an issue, a challenge in life or worry, rather than go towards non-sharia solutions, he should stay steadfast on Allah's laws and sharia. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So he should say that I can't do the wrong things. Whatever happens, because I have to please Allah. So I'm happy what Allah Ta'ala has given. That's it. The wrong actions, the wrong solutions are present. Everything is there. But he has prevented himself from implementing haram deeds to implement that desire. There's a person who's poor. Let me give you another example. There's a person who's poor and he wants to become rich. And he doesn't have the means to become rich. What he should do is adopt sabr. He should implement sabr. How? That he shouldn't adopt those paths of haram through which he can become rich. That for example, to become rich, he starts to implement haram actions, taking interest and wrong words or wrong actions so that wealth will come and I'll become rich. No. So what is the method he's adopting to become rich? Allah says, don't adopt the wrong measures, the haram measures to become rich. Rather, accept your poverty. Accept the tight period you're going through. Do you understand what I'm saying or not? So do you understand what I'm saying? That don't go towards the haram things to get what you want. So there are two paths, isn't it? One is non-lawful, unlawful. This is the path I want to become rich. Okay, I'll take sood or riba or take someone else's money. I'll get a house or a car. This is one path. And then he becomes a loser. And the other path is of sabr. Wastainu bi sabr. Allah's given you poverty. Allah says this is to challenge you, to test you. Allah wants to become pleased with you through this. So become firm. Allah, if you give me the life of being poor, I'll stay poor, but I won't do haram. Subhanallah. So such an individual, what is he called? He's a sabir. And he has accepted the conditions that Allah has given to him. He's adopted sabr. He's accepted the challenges of life. He says, it doesn't matter. Fine. However, Allah has kept me, that's how I'm going to stay. Subhanallah. Clear what I'm saying? So the next thing Allah Ta'ala says, wastainu bisabri wassalah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is explaining about the nafs, the base desires. Allah says you should adopt sabr, implement sabr. You should be happy with your challenging circumstances. You shouldn't say or do anything non-sharia to fulfill your desires, fulfill what you want. You won't accept or implement anything against Allah's deen. Rather, you'll stick to whatever Allah Ta'ala has given. Allah, I'll stay hungry, thirsty. Look at the life of the sahaba ikram. Allah's Nabi, the lovers of the Prophet of Allah, there were more than 100,000. Every one of them, subhanAllah, they wanted Jannah. And they said, Allah said, it will still be in the world that I'm happy with you. Pleased with you, how great individuals they were. That good news that Allah Ta'ala is going to give to the person is in his phases through Jannah. Every Sahabi of the Prophet was given this great news in the world. Allah says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Say, subhanAllah. Allah said, I'm pleased with you and you are pleased with me. Imagine the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. How Allah would have been happy with them. That the happiness Allah Ta'ala wanted to give to them in Jannah, Allah has given to them on the earth. Imagine how they were satisfied and content with Allah's laws. They had hunger, they were happy with the hunger. Did you see their lives? Never did they desire that from a wrong method, they should fulfill their desires in a haram way. No. Every Sahabi was happy with his poverty, hunger, and no clothes, no food, no drink. They said, no, we'll stay hungry and thirsty, but we won't go to haram. Was this their life or not? Allah in the world announced the good news to them that he was pleased with them. So my brother, sabr. Sabr, with sabr, Allah says, second point, salah, namaz. In reality, what is salah? What is namaz? What is it? Allah Ta'ala says that ask, implement sabr and salah, that I will give you my happiness. Salah that we're praying is the condition, the genuine condition. Asal salah is what? So we pray physical salah. Physical prayer. And prayer is the physical form of the salah that Allah is talking about, namaz, that is doing dua to Allah, asking from Allah. And what we do is the physical form of asking from Allah. This is the reality of salah. What is the reality of salah? To ask from Allah. Say it loudly. To ask from Allah. To ask from Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us an action high level of to ask from Him. Allah said, you can raise your hands and ask, you can do prostration and ask, you can ask in this way, X, Y, Z. Thousands of ways to ask from Allah. Stand and ask, sit and ask. But Allah says, the greatest way to ask from Me, the purest way that when a person asks from Me, Allah says, I'll give to you straight away immediately, and that is Salah, in the form of Salah. In reality, what is Salah? It is a dua, subhanAllah. In reality, what is Salah? It is a dua. It is a complete prayer. Complete supplication. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, first situation is sabr, and you should exercise patience. And Allah says, the second action you should do, to show that you're happy with Me and content. Allah says, I know you're a human being. You won't be happy forever with being poor. That if I'm poor, I stay poor. No, your heart will feel, I want to do this, have this. I know these things, Allah says. That whatever hal you're passing through, most definitely you'll be unhappy. So the other thing, the other action given to you, so the other action you need to do, Allah says, what's the other action? Is that you should be totally, consistently, and regularly doing dua to Me, praying to Me, say subhanAllah. Why? Because in your dua and your prayer to Me, you'll develop an emotion that when you feel inside you, why is I haven't got this, why don't I get this and that? Allah says, then you won't complain to Allah. When you do dua to Allah, then you'll be satisfied and content as if you have attained what Allah Ta'ala has given to you. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. So, two things. The first thing is that you'll be stuck to and you'll be happy with Allah's laws and ways and principles. You won't go towards wrong things. And secondly, so that's sabr. And secondly, when you do dua to Allah, when you beg to Allah and you'll pray to Allah through salah, you'll say, Allah, give me this. You'll be asking. Allah doesn't say you don't ask what you want. Allah, give me this. Allah, get me married. Allah, get me married. Allah doesn't say that just stay in the condition of sabr. SubhanAllah. Allah says, ask for Me. Request for Me. To change your circumstances, ask for Me, I will give to you. But after asking, be careful of one thing and remember one thing. If you get it or if you don't get what you want, but stay happy with your condition. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala says, this is My promise to you, that when you ask from Me and you beg to Me, even if you don't get what you want, Allah says, I'll keep you happy and content. You'll be mutma'in. SubhanAllah. You'll never complain. You will never criticize. You will never cry to Allah and complain to Allah. If you don't get what you want, Allah says, whether I give it to you or not, but I will say, Allah, I'm going to ask from You, so I have to cool down my emotions. While I have such a connection with Allah, whether you get or not, Allah, I'll be happy with you. Allah says, that whether you get it or not, you'll be happy with Me, subhanAllah. So through salah, there'll be a coolness in your heart. You say, subhanAllah, even if I don't get it, I'll be passionate about getting what I want. I'll raise my hands, Allah, give Me this, I'm praying salah. Lengthy du'as, ask from Me in prostration, through your salah, through your prayer. Definitely ask from Me. Allah says, you keep on asking, and whether I give to you or not, it's in My control whether I give to you, but sukoon, satisfaction, definitely you'll get, Allah will say, subhanAllah. And I'll take you to the emotion that you won't be ungrateful, you won't complain, I'll do this and that. Rather, what will you have? Allah says that you'll become a servant, a true servant of Allah. And as soon as you pass away, Allah will say, I'm happy with you. MashaAllah. Great solution this is. So this is lacking in us. We complain to our Rabb, to our Creator. I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that. Why is this not happening? Why is this circumstance not coming around? These things will happen to us. Today this will happen, tomorrow that will happen, that will happen. Always there will be challenges. But one thing we need to do is that we need to seek the destination of Allah's pleasure through these mediums. Where are these mediums taking us? To Allah's pleasure. He's not sick. Why am I sick? He hasn't got this. Why have I got this? Never complain to Allah. Because what should we do when we have challenges? Two actions, sabr and salah, prayer, supplication to Allah, salah. And always ask from Allah through prayer, ask from Allah through fasting, pray, ask from Allah through reciting Quran, ask from Allah through dhikr, ask to Allah. These are all physical emotions. And the greatest way to ask from Allah is salah. Salah. So if a person doesn't pray salah, then how can he be satisfied in life? Tell me, how can he be? If he doesn't pray salah, rather, I pray salah, I forget salah, what's the benefit? I didn't get what I wanted. This is a challenge to Allah. How weird is this? So Allah has given us two solutions. The greatest reward in the hereafter in Jannah is what? Allah's pleasure. Allah will announce that I'm happy with you. And who will Allah be happy with? Those people in the world who persevered and accepted the conditions Allah gave to them through two actions, sabr and dua. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the ability to implement these amal. Ameen.
وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا أيها يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واجعلنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمي اللهم اغفنا في بصري اللهم اغفنا في قلبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا
ہمارے ایک ساتھی ہیں بریڈ فورڈ میں, ان کی والدہ کا انتقال ہو گیا, ان کی رضوا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, ان جنت میں اعلیٰ درجہ نصیب فرمائے, اللہ قبر کے سوالات آسان فرمائے, ہر مصیبتوں کو دور فرمائے, ان کی پسندان کو میں نے مولا صبر جمیل نصیب فرمائے, اور جتنے بھی مرحومین اللہ تعالیٰ آشی رات ان سب کی بخشش فرمائے.
وصل اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ اصحابہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتہ یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ